Ruvain Ben Dov from Harnof asks, the brach of a Rebbe or great Rav, when Hashem responds to him and not to others, how does this work? Surely Hashem does not change his mind. Why does he respond so as to speak to the Rebbe and not the old person, for example? Okay, the truth is that tefillah doesn't change God's mind, but it changes the circumstances of both the person who needs the result of the tefillah and the circumstances that God set up in the world, making his influence contingent on those circumstances. And therefore it could be that a great person, when he davens, makes more of a change than a smaller person makes in the circumstances. However, when a person davens for himself, the change he makes in himself is greater than the changes someone else can affect in him or affect in the whole system that he's part of, since all Jews are interrelated. So it's a very important thing for a person to daven for himself also. But the tefillos of great people has a very big impact on the universe, and therefore the changes that are made by such a tefillah are very significant changes, and therefore what God's will is depends on what the circumstance is. The circumstance changes, God's will changes. Are those people who have never heard of this concept at a disadvantage? Like everything that people don't know, can give them a disadvantage, but could be that people who don't know of this and feel that they have no one to rely on except God have an extra advantage of feeling that they can't rely on people. They must rely on the Ribono Shel Olam, where people who go to a Rebbe or a great person and not understanding that it's basically God they're relying on, and these great people are only aiding them to get their help from the Ribono Shel Olam, but they feel that they can rely on these people, they may be at a disadvantage.